All right, now we're back in business. Let's just start this hour off with Rodney. Hello, Rodney.
What's up, Gary?
How you doing? How's your summer going, my man?
Oh, man. Living the dream. Like Bird said, living the dream. It's okay, man.
Okay.
It's okay. It's okay. How about yours?
Not bad. Not bad. It's flown by. It's football season. We have football at the end of the month.
Time is going fast. I know,
it is.
Like super fast.
I know it is.
It's like we lose 3-4 days out the week.
I can't believe it's August. School starts here soon. High school football practice starts on Monday.
Yeah. I'm always, since I play football this time of the year, I'm always kind of pumped up, you know, agitated, ready to knock some heads. You know, getting that flow.
I'm with you. My body starts to ache, and I just want to hit people.
Yeah, you know. And hopefully this year the Nebraska get their flow. Because they just need flow. It's too scripted. The play calls. Okay, we run this play. All right, now it works. Let's go this play. Just get the flow going, man. The game plays itself out.
Why do you think that's the case, Rodney?
You can see in their body language when they break the huddle and they look over to the sideline for instructions and then they look back and then people yelling, you know, everybody, it's no flow, too scripted. And then when they do get a good roll going, they change the play and it goes haywire. And now you're fighting uphill again when you was going downhill. It's too scripted, man. And I wish they get a good flow going. Then you can show your coaching skills. You can move your chess pieces.
What they need is,
you know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to change the word flow to momentum. They need momentum in the course of a game and momentum in the course of a season, where they keep stacking good series after good series, and they get some momentum. The confidence builds, and it looks like they're having fun, and it just comes second nature to them. And then once you get one, and you get that taste of winning and what it's like and the benefits that come with winning, you forget about it because you want it again. Winning is the ultimate sports drug, and this program hasn't been able to get it yet, but I think that's what the big search is, and that's why everything keeps going back to the first game of the year, is if you can go on the road in a conference game in your own division and win a football game to get off to a good start, what that may entail for the rest of the month that you're going to play, and then maybe beyond. But they definitely need a good start. They need good things to happen to them, and they need to create good things. They can't just sit back and hope that something's going to be dropped into their lap. It's time to go out and create those opportunities.
And just play the best players. Put the best players out there on the field. If they don't have the right body type or fit your category, they might play harder than the guy you expect to play. You know, he wanted Martinez to be the best and fell short a couple of times where they had other guys that could have stepped in and took over. You know?
He was last year the best quarterback on your roster. But I don't disagree with the benching because you got a better form of Adrian post his benching. And you also found out that Luke McCaffrey was not going to be your everyday starting quarterback. But they've, Rodney, you know this. Follow recruiting, Rodney. They've recruited themselves into some depth, really at nearly every position group except for, I'll say, the inside linebacker. Linebackers are still, I would like more depth there. But most everywhere else, they've recruited themselves into depth. And they have guys that are not just newbies. They have guys that have either played a couple of years or 3 years or more, or at least got to play last year. So it's not like you're teaching everybody over again. And they've recruited themselves into depth, which helps with competition. And if a guy is the frontline guy and he's not holding up his end of the bargain, they got to move on. They got to move to the next guy. I think in this year where everybody knows what's at stake, that they can't suck again, that they will find the best available players or the best avenue to win football games. They have to. I mean, there's no excuses. There's none of that stuff. You've got to find the way to win football games. You're into year four. This can't happen.
Right. And as far as the inside linebacker, you can almost scheme yourself into a a good defensive package with the best players out there. You know, not too many. You know, it's long read that sometimes they run dives, but most of the action is on the edge.
Well, outside linebacker, you're still trying to figure out who's out there that are playmakers. But watch out for the inside linebacker room. I got two guys that are going to be Sunday guys in Luke Reimer and Nick Henrich that are good football players, that are smart football players that are not going to be schemed out of position. They just need to, along with Kolarvik, they need more depth at that position. But their inside linebackers are in a better spot, really, from top to bottom. They have a lot of guys that haven't played at all. They're in a better spot there. I don't think this is a defense that you're going to catch out of position. Now, they're not the most talented defense in the Big Ten, but I don't think this is a defense that you'll be able to scheme like a la Minnesota a couple of years ago and just scheme Nebraska into the ground, and next thing you know, it's 34-7.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, Rodney, we got to move on. Thanks for the phone call. Don't be a stranger. We're only a couple of weeks away from the season.
All right. Hopefully. Hey, go Chargers.
No.
Going to the Super Bowl.
Whoa.
I picked him to make it to the Super Bowl.
Whoa. I was great when I saw your name pop up on the screen. I was excited to talk to you. You can't leave here by just saying, Chargers. Go Chargers.
They picked up some new pieces, and watch out for them, man.
Did they move divisions?
I don't know. I just can't wait till the season starts.
All right. Football is here. Rodney, thanks.
Yeah.
What would be longer? A crossover, just Damon and myself, or an open-ended conversation with Rodney?
Both.
Love me some Rodney. All right, 11:09. Scott Chanley's coming up at the bottom of the hour. He will not get on here and say, go Chargers. Mailbag is at noon, brought to you by Oscar's Pizza and Wings. Your chance to win a gift card to a fantastic spot. How great would that sound tonight? A little dinner with the family out at Oscar's, either 173rd and Center, or take out 162nd and Maple. See, what has happened here is having the TV on, everybody is just glued to Team Pursuit Cycling.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a lot of strategy involved. There is not a lot of body fat on these cyclists.
Legitimately.
Yeah. That will be a sport, George, we can cross off the list that you and I will not be able to pick up in just a couple of weeks.
Right.
Yes. We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show after this.